What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello and welcome. I have a guest today. We're just a little bit delayed. Gotta love Mercury in retrograde. I'm going to go ahead and just start with, let's start with our deepest barriers down, even the ones we don't know about. Push them down, pull them down, shove them down, blow them up, whatever it takes.
Venus, your guest is in the room.
Awesome. Thank you. And welcome to Sylvia Puentes.
Hello.
Hello, Lee. I have had one of those days that it's just everything is just comical. I think I went through 3 headsets trying to get on here and I couldn't. None of them worked. So I was like, okay, what else is possible?
Exactly. This is where the magical tools of creating more space and ease of what else is possible.
Yep. I haven't considered. Totally.
And how does it get any better than this? Yes.
Using the tools in their finest hour. That's awesome.
Right. And that's the beauty of them. Like, they're meant for practical use every day. It's not like you go off and do your set exercises and then go out in your life. It really is having these tools to have and create the ease in your everyday moments. So how did we get so lucky? I feel really lucky to have the Access Consciousness tools in my life.
Yes. Yes, me too, for sure. So I'd love to just take a minute, Sylvia, and introduce you. Sylvia Puentes is an international speaker, author, Right Voice for You, Being You, and Joy Business Facilitator with a passion for transformational coaching and empowered education. As a certified facilitator of Access Consciousness, empowerment coach, international speaker, trainer, Sylvia contributes tools and techniques that can transform any area of life. Her work also includes courses in public speaking, leadership, and employee engagement. Her kind presence creates a space of ease in working with individuals and groups to clear limitations and open the door to endless possibilities. Sylvia has been using the Access Consciousness tools to create a life and living filled with ease, joy, and glory, and is now sharing this with the world. Today, she is traveling around the world, sharing her vision of how empowering people to know that they know creates success in life, school, work, and home. Her desire is to teach as many people as possible in person, print, radio, and television, and inspire them to choose a life of ease and joy and glory. And for me, when I first met Sylvia, where we first really met and connected, we were on horseback in Costa Rica, getting muddy and totally. And to me, as just even watching you from a distance before I got to know you, and then meeting, getting to know you a little bit here and there, it's just been like you've just been this. You do have this ease and presence and peace with about you, and you have this level of joy, and it's just such an honor to have you on the show today and to be talking today about the energetics of creation and living, which I'm super excited about.
Thank you so much for the invitation and the acknowledgement and the opening. That sometimes as we choose and create our lives, that we don't always acknowledge everything we've chosen and what it's created out in the world. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in hearing this piece, it's like, oh, yeah, things have changed. I am different. Because I wasn't always this way. And that's one thing I think, you know, when people meet you later kind of in life as you've changed several things, it's that sense of, oh, wow, she's always been that way. I wish I could say I was, but no. The comment from my ex-husband was like, you are so uptight, you could shit diamonds. And I was like, well, if I actually had that capacity, that would be good. But that's how wound up I was. So coming across the Access Consciousness Tools for me was this level of space and an invitation to actually enjoy living, enjoy the moments that I actually didn't know was possible. I thought that what was valued and important was getting it right, having your house clean, you know, making sure I did all my work, and if I didn't, to judge me for it so I can make sure I did it right the next time. And then to judge everybody around me, including my now ex-husband and my son. And so this space that you acknowledge of the ease and the joy, I do attribute it to the changes that have occurred in the 9, now almost 10 years of playing with the Access Consciousness Tools. And this topic here of the energetics of living, the energetics of creation, is something, you know, it's like an invitation for people to acknowledge that, first of all, that we perceive energy. I mean, I know that as growing up, I'd be like, well, I didn't like that person, or that was weird. You know, I'd have these comments that I would make, but I would always turn around and go, oh, I'm judging. I'm wrong for saying that. And never did I ever question, like, what am I aware of? So, you know, for the people listening, it's like, where are those moments where you are aware of an energy? You know, you're headed somewhere and your body's just cringing, or you go into a room and you're like, okay, something weird's going on, or you meet someone and you're like, you know, I should be nice to them. They're a friend of the family, but it's weird. Like, you know, we quote unquote don't like them. But what if that's an awareness as well? You're chuckling there.
Yeah, I think we all had those moments. Like, why? What? Everybody else likes them.
Exactly. And that gift of going to even ask, what is this? Truly from the curiosity, you end up actually receiving more information about what it is. And this is, you know, I started out with us acknowledging what we're aware of energetically, that no one's perhaps ever acknowledged that you're aware of energetically. And I think that's, you know, looking at growing up, every moment you went to ask a question or say something about something, and, you know, you were reprimanded in some way or other for, like, oh, you shouldn't be asking that, or none of your business, or where they start to shut down and nowhere, or very few of us maybe were empowered to actually go, well, what do you know about that? Actually, you're right. There is something going on. And that gift of beginning to gift that to ourselves to go, oh, actually, I am aware of something. And, you know, I have a now 20-year-old son that when I was going through a divorce with his father, I remember one day he was so upset. Like, I was upset with his father, but we weren't saying anything out loud. So it was unspoken, unseen, you think. And yet kids are so aware. And I remember him saying, like, what's going on? Oh my, and like, he was pissed. He was perceiving the energy that both his father and I were having towards each other. And all I said was, you're right. There's something going on with your father and I. We're not, you know, we're upset with each other right now, and you're aware. And his whole body and world relaxed. He didn't care to know the details, but it was that sense of, oh, I'm not crazy. I did perceive something. And it might not be in that way in his head, but something about when we acknowledge what's true, we relax. And this is where I'm inviting everyone to go, wow, what could you acknowledge is true that you haven't been willing to acknowledge is true? The good, the bad, and the ugly, like totally being present with what's so, that may give you that sense of relaxation. But so many of us are so focused on getting it right, not getting it wrong, that we're not even willing to see what's in front of us. And that this new invitation of going, wow, what is it that I do know that I haven't been willing to know? Without the judgment, without the guilt, all those things that distract us from truly seeing what's in front of us, including the brilliance of us, which sometimes is a little more difficult to acknowledge and see. And interrupt me anytime if you have a question or a comment. Please.
Totally.
Keep going.
Awesome. No, you're doing great. But yes, I did actually have, because you were talking about, you said, like receiving information. And I'm just thinking of, like, maybe there's somebody out there listening who is like, well, what does she mean by that? Like, how does somebody receive information?
Yeah, and this is, I mean, we're doing it all the time. Mm-hmm. It actually is occurring all the time. We're just either not listening. In the sense, you know, I was using the example that you walk into a room and all of a sudden you're kind of, you may notice your body cringe, or, you know, some people get real physical sensations. Their stomach starts to turn. People get headaches. I mean, that is you receiving information. That's your body gifting you the information of something's up. But so often, instead of asking, wait, what is this? From the curiosity of really going, wait, what could this be in the infinite of possibilities of what it could be? We don't ask, and we tend to go, oh, I have a headache. I didn't sleep well last night. Oh, I have a stomach ache. You know, I haven't had any breakfast. Or we go to the conclusion so quickly that it closes up what we can actually receive.
Right. Right. I have an experience of that I'd love to share, because it just happened to me again. And I finally asked that question from just going, okay, body, what are you aware of? And I have this, my body does like to get stomach aches, but they can be stomach aches that they're so painful that I have to lay down. I have to like remove myself from whatever I'm doing and stop. And this particular time I went, body, are you aware of something that I have not acknowledged? Or, you know, and then it turned out that my absence from this particular event allowed a couple of people to really open up together. And if I had been there, that space wouldn't have been available for them. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. Like, great job, body. Now could we do it without pain? Just maybe a niggling, or, you know, like.
And the gift of acknowledging your body as like, oh, you're not wrong and awful for that pain, but you're mm-hmm. actually trying to tell me something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and this is like, you actually going to the question created that awareness to go, oh, something did occur that if I was there wouldn't have. Not from the rightness or wrongness of you or of those people, but just what needed, you know, what was in the making, and your body was like, hey, I know you'd actually like to contribute to this.
Yeah.
So those moments of actually beginning to be in the question, I say beginning because it is something that many of us have not been taught to do. You hear people, you know, I was with a lot of family this weekend, and I forget sometimes how much we truly function from conclusion. And I found myself with family dynamics and all in conclusion decisions of, you know, who people are, how they are, bodies and all sorts of different things. And I thought, wow, there is no question here of what else is possible. So do you do clearings on your radio show?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
So
yep.
This is part of, you know, the energetics of creation and living is also acknowledging that we can change the energy of anything. Mm. And the gift of the Access Consciousness tools and the clearing statement that if people want to hear, get more information about that, they can go to www.theclearingstatement.com, where Dr. Dane, the co-creator of Access, explains it in detail. It's got a video and written explanations. But the gift of this going, wow, what if things we desire to change in our lives and our homes, our finances, our bodies, there actually could be, like, it's almost like where things are stuck, it's actually a point of view that you might not even have cognitively an awareness of what it is, but energetically, there's something there. And this is where using the tools, the Access Consciousness tools, you can clear that energy that then creates a space where there's more freedom and choice. And, you know, for people that are brand new, it's like, I'm not asking anyone to believe it. I'm asking play with it and see what changes for you. Because that's really, for me, it's that sense of you will know, the sense of lightness. It's like, okay, this sounds weird, but all right, I'll give it a try. You know, if that's any sense that you're giving, it's like, use this clearing statement for those moments you're like feeling frustrated and upset, or, you know, not figuring out what you should do next, and you're in your head a lot. It's like this clearing statement can begin to go, It's almost like that delete button of all the garbage that either you've swept to the right, you swept to the left, or it's under the rug thinking you've cleared it and let it go, and it might still be there.
Right.
So here's one. So anywhere that you have not acknowledged the incredible energetic awareness being you are, meaning that you are sensing energy all the time. So everywhere you cut that off for whatever reason, will you destroy and uncreate that?
And yes.
You can only destroy and uncreate what's not true. What's true for you cannot be destroyed. So I know for many people, it's like, what do you mean destroy and uncreate it? But basically, you're going looking at that energy and going, hey, anything that's here that's not true, I'm going to destroy and uncreate it. I'm willing to change this and acknowledge how energetically aware I am. So anything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pun, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah, so maybe for some of you, there's a sense of like tingling or your body kind of feels different. And if you don't have that, you're not wrong. But just to begin to acknowledge if there's a sensation that's different. So everywhere you haven't acknowledged the energetic being you are, that would allow you to perceive and receive more, will you destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, can pack all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Is there another question?
Awesome. Actually, we're about to take a break, so I'm going to give us a little break. If you guys have any questions for Sylvia or would like to address anything in your life, please feel free to call 202-570-7057, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
good.
That's cool. That's cool. We can talk about it. We're on now. So. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We're here with Sylvia Puentes, and we're talking about the energetics of creation and living. And I would love to start this segment. Sylvia, would you talk a little bit about, well, what do you mean by the energetics of creation and living? Like, explain that a little bit to us. Yeah.
Well, it's so interesting. I mean, I grew up thinking that if I needed to create, let's say, a business, right, there were certain things you had to put in place. Many people will say, well, yes, you need a brand, you need a website. Maybe at one point it was like even business cards, you need a business plan. And those may create for your business, but there's actually a whole nother realm of creation that very few people are looking at, and that is the energetics of creation. So, you know, how many people begin to create a business because they have to, or they think it's the right business and this is the right way. And energetically, it has more of a impelling or a force in the creation. But when you get people that have this excitement and enthusiasm about their creation, or they actually really see what it's creating in the world, it's almost like the business starts without all the other elements of in quote unquote place. There's also like the energy of like, you know, where are you functioning from? What is it that energy of you waking up in the morning, how are you with you? How are you engaging with the world? Are you excited about it, or are you nagging and upset about all those different things in your life? So those are the energetics that actually part of living in your choice of everyday interactions that we sometimes overlook that contribute to businesses expanding and growing that oftentimes are overlooked. So, you know, when you start your day, Venice, I mean, what's it like for you? Do you wake up pissed off and hating the world? Or is there, I mean, maybe some days, not right or wrong.
No, I'm actually pretty much, I love mornings. I'm very creative in the mornings. I get up very, very early. So start my day. I probably wasn't always that way, but I have just found, especially with the access tools, found a lot more joy and ease in my life, and an excitement for enthusiasm for living, for sure. I think one of the places that even I've struggled with from time to time is like there are things that I really, that energetically I love to do. I love facilitating. I love teaching. I love changing the world for the better, doing, you know, whatever it is. And I also love to do things like paint and stuff like that. And I, over the years, I've had, it's less and less now, but I know that there's other people out there going, well, I can't do what I love because I can't make money at what I love versus, you know, the job that I've had for 20 years that's always paid my bills, I just recently let it go. And, there's a little bit of like, I don't, in my world, like, wait a second, you know. So maybe you could speak to that a little bit.
Yes, yeah. And that's interesting. One is, how many people have the point of view that you have to stick to one thing? You know, if you have one source of income, say, you know, 9-to-5 job or whatever that is, like you think that's, I only have enough time for that. Cause then I need, you know, my time off to do the fun things.
So
one of them is really kind of addressing that point of view. So what if that wasn't true? What if you have a lot more energy available than you've allowed yourself to acknowledge? So everywhere you have limited the energy that you have by the time that you have, will you destroy and uncreate all that times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pun, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere you've concluded it has to be either A or B, like you have to choose one or the other, or one over the other, will you also destroy and uncreate that? So you can actually begin to open up to see what else is possible you have not considered. and everything that is. Right and wrong, good and bad, pun, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So the gift, I mean, right now you're talking about like painting or, you know, some people enjoy hiking or there's certain things that we all enjoy that when you choose them, your body might be super expansive and there's a sense of joy of whatever that might be. And so what if you could ask, what can I choose today that will contribute to my life, living, and business right away?
Mm.
Again, it's a question that you put out. You're not even looking for the answer, but you are beginning to ask for an energy. And if you allow yourself to, it's like, well, okay, what could I be? Like that curious two-year-old. Okay, what could I choose today that will expand my life, my living, my business, my finances? I mean, you can add whatever you'd like, my body. And you might all of a sudden get a hit. Like you might have that sensation. It's like, I'm going to go take a walk. And then you'll catch your like mind going, well, no, you don't have time to go take a walk. Like, hey, you got things to do. You said you were going to do the calls. You know, you got laundry. You got, and just if you allow yourself to listen to the whispers, it may be that that 10, 30-minute walk, whatever you choose there, may be what contributes this new energy that contributes to you finishing everything you had to do much quicker, much faster. And it's also not like to escape what's required. But what if you, there's a knowing we have an acknowledge. And just like you said, this, you know, you started off the show saying that you had some physical stuff that had you not be present in a certain place that allowed other people to talk. Well, what if creation's that way as well? You think you need to make those three calls this morning, and yet you get the hit like, oh, you know what? It would just be really delicious to go take a 10-minute walk. And you choose to go that there, and then you come back, and something's shifted. Like you call, that person's in a different space or mood or whatever that just moves all transactions easier. But this is where you need to begin to choose things and then acknowledge what it actually created. Not from the wrongness, not from the rightness, and not by judging you, but it's almost like this muscle where you begin to go, oh, I chose that. It was lighter. It was yummier. And I'm more relaxed. And look at this conversation I had. Wow, okay. What else is possible? Not again from a conclusion like that was the right thing. I should go walking every morning at 10, you know, for 10 minutes. That created a lot because then we quickly wanted to go into the conclusion in the box again of having something fixed.
Right. Yeah, not being willing to change it. Could you talk a little bit more about like how does somebody how can somebody tell if they're doing to distraction versus doing to create?
Well, you know, if people have been introduced to the Access Conscious tools, one of the very first tools we talk about is the energies of like just light and heavy. And that sense of this awareness we have of what's light and a sense of maybe even that sense like your body gets heavy and contracted, the kind of a forceful, that's a heaviness. And so if you begin to be about your day, there will be a lightness. As you choose and create, it's like that muscle to trust that takes some time. And I actually have a short little exercise for you guys.
Yay.
But that sense of that lightness. So let me ask you, let's look at a question right now. And this is where I always invite people play with it, almost on the things that seem ridiculous, because it's almost when they're big, meaningful things, we tend to get in our head way more about it than if it's like, okay, should I go eat Italian tonight? Like, or, you know, I don't know, pizza. Well, pizza is Italian, but let's check. Chinese, let's say. Chinese. But it's like, all right. So, and the question has this kind of a template to it, because you're asking, if I choose to go have Italian tonight, what will my life be like in 5 years and in 10 years? So there's kind of a sense of energy that shows up. And so you're asking what your choice will create. Is it more expansive? Is it a sense of, oh, yeah, okay. Why? How? We're not going to even worry about that. There is just that choice will create something that you perceive there, whether it's expansive or contracted. So then you go, okay, truth. You can even look just at the other side. If I don't choose to go eat Italian tonight, what will my life be like in 5 years, 10 years? And it might seem a little not so expansive. Now, you're like, oh, I'm not going to do this for every question in my life. Well, you might. As crazy as it is, it's so funny. And I must share my story where there's a sense of lightness and contraction. So I actually confused our times to start on this radio show by an hour. And I knew that I had another call. But I thought, oh, I got to go get some lunch now because then I'm booked for the rest of the afternoon. So I was like, well, I could always take that call and eat somewhere, which I've done many times, or I could just go grab something and come back. And just perceiving those two choices, it was like, oh no, go and come back. And I like to go to different places and have lunch outdoor, take a call. I mean, I enjoy that. It works great. And yet this choice to this afternoon or this early morning, I was like, no. Go and come back. And I thought, well, that's boring. all right, fine. I know there's things that need to be taken care of at home. But what I do acknowledge, it was that the lightness of, no, it's much lighter to actually go and bring something back.
Mm.
And then it turned out that the show was, a whole hour earlier, which I'm now in a quiet setting. It just works better.
Right.
But you would have asked me to think about the logic of the choices. I would have stepped outside. It's a beautiful day. I'll be outdoors. And yet when you begin to guide yourself by the lighter choices, it's like consciousness and your awareness will actually contribute to you actually being where you need to be rather than you having to figure out what's the right choice and life can be so much easier.
Hmm.
But here's another exercise that I love, Venice. Was there something else before I do the exercise?
No, the exercise would be great.
And this one, and many people perhaps have heard of this, and Access, we talk about there's some key tools that will give you total freedom. And one of them is living life by 10-second increments.
Hmm.
So what does that mean? First of all, a lot of things come up what people define or conclude that each choice, like it's almost like every choice is so meaningful that we end up in our heads and trying to figure out the right and wrong, good and bad about it, that we actually don't choose and we don't take action on many things. So one of the exercises that I really love is this 10-second increment choice, and people can do it for however long they like. I invite them to even try it for 5 minutes. Set your timer. And what you do is that you, wherever you're at, I'm here in my living room right now, and it's like, all right, set my timer for 5 minutes. I would stand up or start wherever and go, okay, if I had 10 seconds to live the rest of my life, what would I choose? And I may choose to clean the counter. There's no right or wrong choice. It's just continue to practice that muscle of choice. So then you clean the counter, something, short and quick. So then, okay, I have 10 seconds to live the rest of my life. Now what do I choose? Okay, I might turn off all the lights because they're not required. Okay, I have 10 seconds. I mean, if people are listening and they can move around, I invite them to actually try right now and see what comes up. And then continue to ask yourself every 10 seconds, okay, now if I could choose anything, and this was like the last 10 seconds of my life, what would I choose? Maybe I'll make a call to my son, let him know I love him, send him a text. Okay, those 10 seconds are over. You have a new 10 seconds to live the rest of your life. What do you choose? Maybe open the blinds. Okay, I have another 10 seconds. And you'll know, I mean, we've probably barely covered a minute, if that. But there's moments where people start to freeze up, like, what? Like, I don't know what else to choose. Like, this is ridiculous. But this is the muscle we haven't, worked out, in that sense of, what if you do have 10 seconds to choose again, to choose again, to choose again. And so this exercise about kind of clearing all that gunk of what we made meaningful and valuable of the to-do list. Okay, you know, I start at 8, I do this, and then I do that, and then I do that. It's like you're not inviting the magic of creation and what's actually asking to be created or contribute to your living when you're so rigid on your to-do list. Now, granted, we all have things we need to take care of, but what if, you know, one of the things you had to go do was go to the mail to drop off a box or to send off? So there is a window of time for maybe FedEx that'll take your box, so you know that. Okay, I got to do it by 2 o'clock. But what if you began to be in the question of, like, okay, do I take it now or later? Later. Okay, what would I like to choose now? Actually, I'm going to have my cup outside in the sun for just, a couple minutes. And it's almost like those moments where you begin to actually nurture and care for you that energetically will contribute to everything else. And if you begin to trust that lightness of your life, you'll take that box, that FedEx, but not from the necessity of it, but also the awareness that's like, okay, now. And I get it. There's a lot of people I can perceive just going, whoa, but I work 9 to 5. I only have a short window to drop this off or that off. It's like, yes. And I invite you to play with it 5 minutes in your day and just see what that's like for you. Because even with our kids, especially with kids, it's like they function so much in these short second increments, right? They're out the door, they're in the yard, they're on their computer, then they're, Legos or screaming, laughing. And they have this sense of ease and joy, very different than many of us rigid adults. And yet it's like, okay, where can we begin to be in the question and the awareness, even with them? It's like, what do they require right now? What can I choose here? And maybe you don't say anything and you just kind of sit there and be with them. And maybe in another moment, it is a conversation about what needs to change, be next, whether it's off to sports or homework or a bath. But if you give yourself the space to be in the question, perceive the lightness, perceive you, what else could become available in all your interactions?
Beautiful. We're going to take another short break here. Thank you, Sylvia Puentes. For those of you who have any questions, please feel free to call in 202-570-7057.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment, Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm here with Sylvia Puentes, and we are talking about the energetics of creation and living. Thank you so much for what you've gifted us so far, Sylvia. That 10-second increment thing was really cool. I definitely, I know that a lot of people have this list. There's like, there's a belief in life that somehow there's a right way and a wrong way. There are things that you should be done. And I know you're not saying that, you know, you don't handle your life, but at the same time, how do you handle your life? Like, and be in 10-second increment choice.
Okay, I'm going to give you another story. And this is where the willingness to be seen as insane and crazy, it does, it is a courageous thing, because people do judge you. When you begin to go, well, you know, it was just lighter, it was following the energy, there will be people that are like, you're crazy. You're not making sense. But making sense from this reality is very different than making sense from your awareness energetically of what you know will create more on the planet, your life, living. I actually chose to get a divorce simply by the question in my awareness of the energy. I did not hate my husband. You know, there was things that were changing, and there was many things that I actually couldn't see because I had points of views of the perfection of our relationship, that it wasn't until I separated that I was like, oh, actually, that didn't work, but I couldn't see it. So the gift of asking the question is that I could perceive what my choice would create in the future, not only for me, for him, and our son. So again, it takes courage. I didn't tell my ex-husband, and I doubt he's listening, but I didn't tell him that I was using the questions and following the energy in my divorce. You know, most people would say, you guys were great. What are you doing getting a divorce? You know, you had a good job, you had a house, you had invested in properties, you had, you know, the cars, the pets. It's like, okay, what else do you want? But if you have people listening, I wonder how many people have this like tickle of, they know there's something more to life in living. And it isn't like dump everything, ignore what needs to be taken care of. But it is like knowing that every choice will create something. So a recent story for me is that I, you know, travel a lot. And I was recently in Mexico and had been there, you know, 7-8 times. I have a friend who has an apartment there. And my last trip there, early June, there was this whisper. I mean, there was this joy, one, going to Mexico again. And I think I had a layover of a couple days. And there was this whisper as I was approaching the apartment. It's like, well, what if I move to Mexico? I'm all, where did that come from? That's crazy. Like, what? So one of the things you can begin to do with those crazy whispers of a possibility is that you can begin just to indulge it for a few hours, for a day. So I indulged it for the weekend. For the weekend that I was there, I indulged the energy of what would it be like in my life and living if I chose to live in Mexico. So for the first day, it was like, okay, I'm choosing it. And I could not get the grin off my face. I'd be walking through town, I was going places, I'm all, oh, this is so ridiculous. Like, I would just chuckle. I was chuckling at the idea. And, you know, I have a place here in California, in beautiful Northern California, my car, my family's here. But it was just a funny, funny energy. I was like, wow, that's really strange. It keeps making me smile. So then I looked at the energy of what the choice of not moving to Mexico would create. And it wasn't so light. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, eh. So one of the things I discovered is this energy also of choice, because then I started to tell a few people and they're like, oh, well, when are you going to choose? Or when I'm all like, when is it going to happen? I was like, oh, actually, I already chose. And it was like noticing there is a moment where you choose something. Now, yes, I'm in California now, finalizing a couple things. There's things that to take care of. But the choice of moving to Mexico was done the moment I truly acknowledged the lightness of what it would create.
Hmm.
And now it's just, okay, what needs to be taken care of? So I now have the apartment. I left dirty clothes there. And I'm in California taking care of what needs to be taken care of. Now, the choice was simply on the energy. Everybody I talk to about, family members, taxi driver, they're like, oh, but of course it makes sense. It makes sense that you're going to live in Mexico. You're going to earn dollars and come live by Mexican pesos. That's very smart. I'm like, oh, I hadn't considered that. Other people are like, oh, it makes sense. You travel a lot through South America. That's probably a better place to be. Okay. I hadn't considered that either. Like, I didn't go into the computation, but how many people are computing to see what's the right choice and the best choice that actually aren't choosing? Now, I'm sharing this after 9-10 years of using the tools. I do now trust the lightness of a choice, that energy of expansion of a choice, and the contraction of it. I don't always listen very well, and then it's just like, oh, choice creates awareness. But I do know that if there's a lightness, there's something available in that choice. Doesn't mean it will be all pretty and rosy, but there's something available. And if I'm asking to have more consciousness, more awareness, following the lightness has always created more in my life. So I don't know if that example helps.
It does totally. I actually had a similar experience moving. I moved to Phoenix, but what I also think is funny is that moving to Phoenix wasn't actually the end result for me, which was really fascinating because I thought, oh, okay, I'm moving to Phoenix. I'm going to stay in Phoenix. And no, actually, I moved to Phoenix 2 months later. Me and my boyfriend and his daughter moved to Salt Lake City together. But it was almost like if I hadn't been willing to follow the energy and get into that situation in Phoenix, the Salt Lake door wouldn't have opened. So it also can be very like, because there's some sort of desire to know that you know why you're going somewhere or what you're going somewhere for.
And people will like almost demand an explanation of you. So then you get to have fun with whatever you say.
Right?
You know, I've responded things like, because I can, or there's a larger population to date, or, you know, I say all sorts of things. But what I do trust is that I know that I trust it because it was lighter. That was the awareness this choice will create more. What? When? How? I have no idea. And then I'll keep choosing. You know, it's at 10-second increments, and, you know, nothing says I have to stay there forever. But how many people think if I choose this, it's forever? So everywhere you have limited your choices to avoid the choice that you think will be forever, will you destroy and create all that times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pan, pak, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. And the other thing, and then we can hear the lawnmower in the background.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. If it's... They're supposed to come on Thursday. That's the funny thing. I'm like, wait, it's Monday.
What's right about this? We're not kidding.
Yes, totally.
Which is another amazing question. When you think life sucks and everything's going wrong, when you do ask, what's right about this? We're not kidding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But... yeah, so this part about following the energy, and I just invite people, like, take it in whatever increments you'd like to take it. You know, maybe it's in your home. What would you cook for dinner? Like, it could be as simple as that, but there's some energy that begins to get created as you choose what's lighter and more expansive. Maybe, you know, all of a sudden you're like, well, that's weird. Okay, I'm going to choose to cook pasta. That seems to be lighter again. And then someone comes over that was allergic to fish, and the fish was what you were going to cook. You know what I mean? So it's like
sure.
you almost begin to give yourself the sense of what that choice creates, those shorter ones that aren't quote-unquote so meaningful. So play with it. And then maybe, you know, there'll come a moment where you might look at bigger choices as you have that muscle to go, wow, this is much more expansive. I have no idea why, but I'm going to go that way. So there's another question I'd like to invite people to play with. And this is where, like, you begin to get almost like when we talked about it, the initial about receiving information. When you ask a question, there is an energy there that you will receive, but it won't always be cognitive. And so this is also the invitation. It's like, what if your question isn't about getting an answer, but it's about getting more information? How are you doing there, Ennis?
It's one of those days.
It's getting
quieter.
What's
right about this?
Yes.
It is.
Exactly. But also, like, finding the humor of life, right? That's also yeah. part of the energetics. It's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't think it was going to be a Thursday. Lawnmower is going in the background. We have a radio show. But it's like, where could we have ease with all of it? You know, so everywhere we think we have to get it so formally and correct and proper that keeps us from actually enjoying and laughing out of all the pieces. Will we destroy and create all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pan, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And much better now.
Yeah. And, yeah. And like, there's also, like, somehow everything is conspiring for us, right? So so even when we can't see the how, you know, we're like, wait, this is so not what I had planned. You know, it's not perfect. That's also
yeah.
a misconception. You know, we're like, we want it to be perfect, everything to be just right. And then and then it's not, right? And then
no.
it's like, okay, so... So that's
exactly.
what I mean. And I love, and thank you for bringing it up, because it is the tools of Access Consciousness have changed my life in so many ways. And it's just like, there's, you know, it's life does happen, like it, you
yeah.
know, whatever it is. And it's like, okay, so what's right about this we're not getting? And, you know, how does it get better? And what else is possible? I mean, those questions alone can change the energy of something on a dime. You know?
And here's the other one that changes energy. Oh my! For me, this one tool, interesting point of view. It's like, mm-hmm. what if everything was just an interesting point of view? That
right.
you know, if those moments where you feel supercharged with someone and what they've chosen or what's going on, what if like part of creating that ease and that space for you is interesting point of view? I have this point of view. And you repeat it to yourself for yourself. It really is for you to create more ease. Because anything that we're aligning with or resisting and reacting to is going to hook us.
Right.
Now, I have a 20-year-old son that I'd like to, you know, just acknowledge that the relationship we have, we enjoy each other. You know, there's conversations we have and intensities that come up. But there's this space of allowance and kindness and gratitude that I'm grateful for. But I know has a lot to do that I was willing to do the work of interesting point of view. Because growing up, you know, he started to choose to wear his pants, droopy drawers, I would call them. You know, where there's underwear showing, it's halfway down their butt. And oh my, I would get so charged. And finally, I remember this was, you know, 5 years ago or so. And I remember going, okay, there's this tool, interesting point of view. Let me try it. Like, I, you know, had already gotten into all the fights. He wasn't changing it. You know, 14, 15, you can't make a boy do a whole lot. So I was finally, okay. He walked out of his room. We were headed out to school. And I looked at him and was like, oh, I can feel my stomach even burn up. That's how intense it was for me.
Right.
And I repeated to myself, and it probably must have been like 20 times in my head, interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Oh my gosh, interesting point of view. I have this point of view. He looks like a hoodlum. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. He looks like a loser. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view that I look like an awful mom because he's dressed that way. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. And then I started to perceive the energy change. I was like, oh, From there, interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Oh, interesting point of view, I have this point of view. And about on the 20th time after repeating that, all of a sudden, like this almost fog cleared, and I could see him. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is my son. Mm. Like all I could see were his pants and everything I had made that mean about him, me, his future.
Right.
And I didn't say anything to him. And then when you have more of that space, then you can choose, do I address this now, later, you know, what would create the most? I didn't say anything. And about 2 weeks later, he stopped wearing them. And I wonder, like, how much of the battles and the fights we have is of that energetic charge we're not willing to clear, we're not willing to let go of, because we'd rather be right than free.
Mm.
And if you truly are looking for freedom, these tools will give you more space to then choose.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Sylvia. That's such a wonderful talk today. We really appreciate it. How can people find you?
Well, you can find me on the Access Consciousness website. And on the Access Consciousness website, it's Sylvia with a Y, Puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S. And you can find many of my classes there and my email to contact me. I also have a YouTube channel, English and Spanish, and hopefully will be sorted and organized soon so you'll know which one's in Spanish and which one's in English.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It's been truly a privilege to have you on the show today. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome, and thank you, everyone.